It's time, folks. Let's listen. Folks, it is Wednesday night here in Kitchener-Waterloo. You are with Mr. K on My Audio Face.
Time if you like.
Hey folks, that was Rage Against the Machine with Bomb Track. And before that, we started the show off with Clown from Korn's debut album. And now, although I couldn't hear it, I suspect I may have effed up a little bit at the beginning. So apologies to anybody that was caught in that little maelstrom of noise. Mr. K forgot his headphones tonight, so he's running a little ear blind, I guess would be the word. Any hoot, we will get through it together. So welcome all of you. You are listening on CKMS 1027 FM in Waterloo Region or online at radiowaterloo.ca. This is my audio face. We're on till 11 p.m. tonight. I am Mr. K and I welcome you. So we're going to play some more music and then we'll come back and chat a bit more. Just want to give a shout out to Mr. Tombe, Blessed D and the crew. And let's play another song. If you're okay with that. We'll be right back. Pantera with Mouth for War. Thanks for listening. You are with Mr. K on My Audio Face, the one spot for metal on the web and in Kitchener-Waterloo on 102.7 FM CKMS or worldwide at radiowaterloo.ca. If you want to get a hold of Mr. K, you can find me on Facebook at My Audio Face or on Twitter at My Audio Face. Love to hear from you. So, sometimes I think I should be writing some stories for the show to talk about, and then I'm reminded of the absurdity of things that actually happen that make far more interesting storytelling than anything I might come up with. And in case you're wondering, I am in fact speaking about the cuckoo show that's going on down south in the U.S. politics. And if you're a follower, you probably know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, well, you'll indulge me, please. So yesterday, the FBI director, James Comey, got fired by Donald J. Trump. And of course, now you get to spend the next 24 to 48 hours listening to all kinds of silliness about why and how come and so on and so forth. And I get that people have different opinions of things, and I think that's totally cool. But the one thing that I can't get my head around anymore, and it's not just with this particular episode, it's recurring all the time with any particular event in the U.S., politics particularly, is when somebody disagrees with whatever, either they agree with what happened and they're defending it, or they disagree and they're countering it, there's zero respect now for the other person or the other side. And I just don't get it. These are grown-ups. These are adults, without exception, at least physically, that I'm listening to. And there just does not seem to be the ability to say, hey, so here's what I think, and I see you think something differently, but okay, I think you're wrong, but, you know, let me hear you, and then you can hear me, and, you know, we can see where we disagree, or maybe see where we could agree. But it's just this bullshit of insults and you know, distractions and deflection and no respect. That's what it is. There's no respect for the other, for the possibility that somebody else might view it differently. And I'm not talking about facts here. The facts, for the most part, aren't really known by most of the people talking. Somebody knows the facts, but usually we're having to listen to people that are giving their opinion about the facts that are currently known. Big difference. But there's just this, oh God, it's a little disheartening. Anywho, it makes for some fantastic entertainment if you could put aside the the fact that there's a real life going on all underneath all that, and there's a fucking orange guy running around with a briefcase with nuclear codes in it. But anyhow, another story for maybe later in the show. So let's get back to some heavy metal music. We're going to play some new stuff that I found in a little bit. I'm going to continue on with some songs that are not necessarily all that new, but they're certainly super terrific and good. This next song we're going to hear is, I'm going to play two sort of related songs. System of a Down, it's sort of one of my theme songs, song I totally love. And then we're going to follow that right up by some solo work from Serge, who was the singer of System of a Down. So let's give that a listen now, and then I shall come back. Huh? What do you think of that? Thank you.
when no one pays a dime to enumerate a rhyme over the ching chime. Ching chime, ching chime. Creating a crime, just armed with melodyne. Looking at a mind, the rhymes are all mine, but no one pays no mind over the ching chime. Ching chime, ching chime. In the daytime, face covered by the grime, sucking on a lime when no one pays no mind. Slamming on a rhyme over the ching chime, over the ching chime, ching chime. Super Bowl halftime, anytime is wartime. Second season's pastime, gonorrhea overtime. Fuck that, it's bedtime. No more friend of mine over the ching chime, ching chime. I'll fuck your mind. Sucking on a lime when no one pays no mind. Slamming on a rhyme over the ching chime, over the ching chime, ching chime. Super Bowl halftime, anytime is wartime.
Cool. Ching chime from Serge Tankian, who was the leader, some would say former leader, lead singer of System of Down. I'm going to go with the more optimistic leader in hiatus of System of a Down. They haven't put any albums out in years. They're actually touring together, however, but only in Europe right now. So who knows? We'll see. Interesting. And just before that, we did play System of a Down. What did we play? Radio Video. Yes. So that song, and I think the three songs before that, I know there was Mouth for War from Pantera, and there was some Korn, and good old Rage Against the Machine. I played all those songs. They are all cuts that are in that I took. I took cuts from all those songs to make up the My Audio Face intro. And yeah, so I thought it'd be cool to kind of play those. And here we are now at 10:29 Eastern on a Wednesday night in May. And you know what? The weather's been pretty fucked up all over the country. And in particular, I'm going to, you know, send some positive vibes out to the folks in Quebec in particular, but really anywhere else that that's been affected by the flooding. Out here in the region, by and large, and I know there's exceptions, but by and large, we came out pretty good. I know I personally was expecting quite a bit worse. I was very surprised to see that by Saturday, I think the rain had stopped. And, you know, there's definitely some impact, but nothing too major overall. You know, So that's that. Since then, it's been cold at night, but pretty nice out, so that's pretty cool. So tonight, same. It's nice. It's not raining. It's not supposed to rain for another couple days, so let's fucking enjoy it, right? And so we've got some more music coming here on My Audio Face until 11 o'clock tonight on CKMS 102.7 FM. Also available on Rogers Digital 946. And on the web at radiowaterloo.ca. And in case you're wondering, does anybody actually listen to the radio on Rogers Digital? Well, I do, because it's kind of cool. Well, you know, once I found out about it. And so it's kind of a cool way, if you're out of the region, because that's one reason. But even if you are in region, you get a nice crystal clear signal, and you can, you know, put it through your system and whatnot. So any hoot. If you want to reach Mr. K for requests, comments, whatever, Twitter at My Audio Face, Facebook fb.me/My Audio Face. So we're going to continue along with some local stuff. Just before I do that, I was looking something up and then got sidetracked, so we almost missed everything here. What I was looking for was to tell you guys about System of a Down. Yeah, when Mr. K went to go see them, he last saw them, Christ, it was almost 15 years ago. 2002, I saw them in Hamilton. And it was a great show, but what got me sidetracked is while I was looking for that, I came across a news article from last year. But if you're from the area, particularly Hamilton, and although this did make national news as well, so you may know about it, but so the story starts in 2014, where this guy was driving a giant dump truck and drove it over the Burlington Skyway Bridge, with the rear up, and took out the whole structure of the bridge, closed it for I think 4 days. And, of course, massive traffic. Anyhow, the article I landed on for some reason is was announcing in 2016 that the charges of impaired driving were dropped against him because the police took too long to pick up the samples. He had 3 times the legal limit 5 hours after the crash. So I don't know if you are a drinking connoisseur or a blood alcohol connoisseur, but think about that for a sec. So the guy crashes his truck, and he's now been sitting in his truck for 5 hours. So it's not like he's left the truck and gone drinking somewhere. He hasn't had anything to drink for 5 fucking hours, and he pops 3 times over. But apparently that was considered inadmissible because we're supposed to... cops are supposed to take your sample within 3 hours. And the fact that the guy tore out part of the bridge and shut down traffic, and I think this was even on a Friday or something like that. It's right in the middle of the summer. Oh, yeah, holiday. It was a holiday weekend, the August long weekend. That didn't give the judge any extra consideration to give them time to do that. So anyhow, there's some unrelated but crazy news from last year. So let's listen to some local metal, local being Toronto in this case, a band that I'm just beginning to get familiar with called Black Absinthe. And this is a song called The Wild. And it's pretty cool. Give it a listen. And you can find these guys on the web and on Twitter as well. So let's listen to Black Absinthe. This song is called The Wild. on CJBS.
But the going ain't easy. Separate the real MCs from the sleazy. And oh yeah. yourself. But don't tell, cause when I spit, I will wet ya. The boogeyman under your bed coming to get ya. Rocky road, CD4 unload. War chop, sub-zero temperatures cold. Raise hell as it clashes with the heavens. Fire in the sky, do or die, can't lie. Identify, ambush and multiply. Take no prisoners, because all the haters must die.
I've been away, searching for a reason, another purpose to find. I've sailed the seas, fought my many demons. I've looked to gods in the skies. I've stood in hell, where many had to suffer. I stared the devil in the eye. Walk many roads to witness ancient idols, and found the great gates of I
And thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Avenged Sevenfold, with a great song called Coming Home. Now, before that, we had a couple Canadian bands, one still going, one defunct, or at least have not heard of for heard from in some time. So we heard Black Absinthe to start that set off, a Toronto-based band that I'm going to try and find more about, because maybe we'll play some more of them in the coming weeks. That song was called The Wild, and it was really quite good. I really enjoyed it, and I'm going to, like I said, do a little digging, see what else I can find out about that band, and play some more of that great music. And then after that, we heard Harpoon Missile, which was a Brampton-based, not really a metal band, but that's a nice thing about the show here is we kind of play whatever we want sometimes. So I fit them in, even though they're not really metal. They are, like I said, a Brampton band. I don't think they're around anymore, but Mr. K came across them opening up for one of his favorite metal bands called Showcore, many, many moons ago at Kitchener Place. I think it was called Elements back then. And, heck of a concert. Both bands were terrific. Boy, we'd need a lot more than an hour of showtime to go through all the stories from that. Other than to say it was a great, great musical evening. Funnily enough, while I was looking up while that was playing, I was trying to refresh my memory on the old interweb computer machine. About when exactly I saw them and where, and it was now I'm off that page, but it was 2001 or 2002. And while I'm looking that up, lo and behold, do I not come across a 2001 edition of Imprint magazine or Imprint newspaper, and they had a little box of the CKMS top 10, and boom, Showcore's number 5, and System of a Down was number 7 for top albums back then. So that was pretty cool. And there you go. So this is 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. We're coming up at 10 minutes to 11 on a Wednesday night. So we've got 10 more minutes left together, folks, until next week. We're going to fill it with some more great music. I encourage you to join me every Wednesday night from 10 to 11 for My Audio Face, where we play what I think is a fantastic selection of metal, hard rock, and other genres of music with some chitter-chatter from Mr. K sprinkled throughout. So, let us see what we got here. I'm going to play another Canadian band called Anonymous, which is a French thrash metal band from Quebec. And then we'll see what we play after that, okay? So this is Anonymous and Maître Chinou. Damn it.
Die! was injustice. Yes, mistakes were made. But if we looked back, the pain will never end. The wounds will never heal.
This is the blood brothers of winter! So bury the past and let it all burn! This is my final answer! This is my final choice!
Hey, it's Mr. K here. You are on My Audio Face, just coming up on the top of the hour. We're going to probably have time to get one last song in if I don't talk too much. So let me remind you, this is 102.7 FM in the great region of Kitchener-Waterloo. Well, the region is Waterloo, but in the small R region, Kitchener-Waterloo area, Cambridge, whatnot. You can also listen online all over the world, radiowaterloo.ca or on Rogers Cable, digital number 946. I will be back with you next Wednesday. If you want to reach me, send me an email at myaudioface@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter at myaudioface. Find me on Facebook at myaudioface. So, that was Still Screaming with a song called, I think it was Final Answer. They are a German band. And before that, Maître Chinou was the song from Anonymous, a Quebec band. So that was some French lyrics for those of you that didn't quite pick up all the intricate words coming from that thrash metal song, Maître Chinou. Let's finish with an old classic band, one we'll talk about more on a different night, but, we'll quickly sneak it in, but we will still talk about them some more, but band's called Twisted Sister, so if you are over the age of 35, you should know them. They're still around. In particular, I'm going to direct you to Netflix and look up in the concert documentary section or however you look stuff up on Netflix. There's a Twisted Sister movie. It's kind of a biography of sorts. It's really, really good. It's a good, just good documentary, whether you really like the band or not. I think you'd still like the movie. If you like the band, you'll think it's incredible. It covers them from their beginnings pretty much up until they really hit it big. But it's a story. It's amazing. Dee Snider, who is the singer for Twisted Sister and, sort of the, probably the one person you'd associate with the band, talks quite a bit in it, as do a lot of the other members. But anyways, great movie. Check it out. This song we're going to play is from, I think it was Wells, their second album, depending on how you count albums. But a song I quite enjoy. It's a song called I Am, I'm Me. I say goodnight to you folks, and I will see you next fucking week on my audio face.
Say, did you say?